Yeah, the NFL playoffs are here, beginning tomorrow, going through Monday, culminating with the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. Hope that you're doing well. Just had a really fun show with Sean Salisbury over on YouTube. If you missed it, check it out at your leisure. I will be on tonight, right after the Kings and the Rockets on YouTube as well. Hey, they are making some changes for the better right here to Listen app, adding some bells and whistles. That's going to be tomorrow, so look for that and make sure you update the app over the weekend. All right, update the latest version so you are good to go on Monday. So I'm looking forward to that as well. That is going to be released tomorrow. So make sure tomorrow you update your app here on Listen app. All right, you want to talk some NFL? We'll talk NFL. You want to talk Kings tonight, taking on the Rockets before they hit the road? We can do that as well. This is your show. It's not my show. I want to hear from you. Hit your hand icon and I'll put you right up on stage. You can give me your football picks. I've given you my picks. It looks to me like the injuries factor in so much in these games. You see Mike Williams for the Chargers has a fracture in his back, non-surgical. He could be back if this team would advance to the Super Bowl, but he certainly will not be on the field when the Chargers take on Jacksonville. You've got the two young quarterbacks making their playoff debuts with Herbert and Lawrence, although I think the defenses are the story of these games. Both defenses for those teams have been playing very, very well. I can't see Miami beating Buffalo. I can't see Seattle beating San Francisco. I know what they say on any given Sunday or any given Saturday in this case, but I don't see that. I just don't see it. I don't see how Miami is going to beat Buffalo, and I don't see how Seattle would beat San Francisco, regardless of what the weather is going to be tomorrow at game time. And I'm really more concerned about the condition of the field than anything else. So I want to hear from you. I mean, yeah, could weather be an equalizer in a game of that magnitude? Yeah, of course it could. Of course. All right. We get that. And again, 100% chance of rain. So when you look at this game and you look at the impact that it may have, it's football, you know, right? And we know what happens. Wet field, you know, football wet, even though they use a lot of them, you can have turnovers. We get that. All right. We get that. But to me, San Francisco is such a superior team, and both teams are playing in the same conditions. We get that. I'd be really, really surprised if we're not talking about a 49ers win against Seattle. Would it shock me? It would shock me. Yes, it would. I would be shocked. Absolutely shocked if the Niners do not beat Seattle. And again, you look at the forecast with the field, all right? Going to be windy at times. There could be flooding rains, you know, rainfall, they say near a half an inch. It's going to be brutal. And what does that mean? Normally means you're going to have a low scoring game. That's what it normally means. All right. Gale warnings. Heavy rain. Going to be interesting. All right, let's get to Jeff. Jeff, you'll start us off here on a Friday. How are you?
Good, Grant. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hey, I enjoyed your show today with Sean. That was
Thank you. I appreciate that.
you guys, I'm telling you, you're both got a lot of similarities. You just tell it like it is. Don't hold nothing back and just, you know, you speak your minds.
Nope.
And I really liked how Sean was talking about not t you brought up the tanking, and he said the players, there's no friggin' way. You don't have no backbone if you do. And he really explained it pretty well.
Yes, he did. He's excellent. He's the best.
Yeah. So, what's your feeling with the King as Kings tonight, correct?
Yeah, they're playing tonight. I don't see how they can lose to the Rockets. I think they'll blow them out tonight. Kevin Porter Jr. is not playing for Houston. I mean, I think without him, I think this game will be over by halftime.
Well, if they don't play down to the competition, you're right.
But right.
And if they, like you said the other night, if they just don't think they can step on the throttle when they need to step on the throttle, and, you know.
That's correct.
We've always said you let a team hang around. That's what I felt the other night. I'm going, Jesus, what are you letting these guys hang around for? These guys are just running and gunning. These guys are just throwing up three, and then their center, 20-year-old kid, gets a triple-double. You know, I said, what the heck is going on here? So, all right. Well, hey, I got my picks.
Yeah, I'm with you.
If that's all right with you. All right.
Of course, go ahead.
Over the Seahawks. I'm going to go with the Bills over Miami. I think there's no question there. I'm going to go with Dallas over the Bucks. I'm going to go with your Giants over Minnesota. I'm going to take Cincinnati over Baltimore. And I'm going to take Jacksonville over the Chargers. Mike Williams isn't playing. Like you said earlier today, he's got that back.
Right.
I mean, there you go. I mean, here's a wonder why they're letting that guy play in a meaningless game last week, and he gets injured, you know.
Well, a lot of coaches have different philosophies on that. I understand where you're coming from, but Bill Parcells always used to play his players at the end of games. They won Super Bowls doing that. I like the Giants' approach last week, you know, using them as an example, not playing all their key guys. That's the way I would go, but coaches have different philosophies.
Right. Well, they do that at the beginning of the year. They don't let them play in the expedition games, you know, and then you know, you get a game at the end of the year. It's kind of like a screen, doesn't mean anything. You would think they would do par, you know, what they usually do at the beginning. Yeah.
Yep.
But anyways, all right, look forward. What are you going to be on tonight? Listen up or YouTube?
I will be on YouTube. I'll be on YouTube right after the game.
All right. Look forward to looking to listen to you. Always dig that show. And I wish I had a bunch of money. I'd love to enter that contest you got going on. I just can't.
Well, I understand.
That's a great idea. I think I could see Amir stepping up and some of these other guys. And I wish nothing. That sounds like a lot of fun. It was a great idea. We came up with that concept. But looking to seeing who wins that contest.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Don't forget, if you're just joining us tomorrow, they're making some changes to the app for the better. So make sure over the weekend you update Listen app. You can do that tomorrow or Sunday or Monday before we do the show. Make sure you update the version on your device as they're going to be making some really neat changes. I'm very excited to see that myself. That is going to be tomorrow. All right. Tonight, as Jeff said, I will be on YouTube right after the game. We will be talking about a Kings victory, I believe. And I've always said it's a bad homestand, and it is. You know, there's no way the Kings should have lost two games on this homestand. Just no way. But they did. And so you can only do something about the games ahead of you. You can't do anything about the games that have already been played. So that is tonight on YouTube. Right after the game. You know, back to the weather for tomorrow. You know, there were two keys, obviously, when you are dealing with a forecast that we have tomorrow in the Bay Area. The field, which we really don't know about yet, okay, and how dry can they keep the footballs? They do a pretty good job of that because they use so many. But the field is the real key. So we're going to find out a lot about the turf at Levi's Stadium tomorrow. Should be fun. All right? Should be a lot of fun. All right. Again, I want to hear from you. Hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and we'll put you on. You can give me the picks. You want to talk about any particular game, we can do that as well. If you want to talk about the Kings tonight playing the Rockets, we can do that as well. And then it's on the road at San Antonio and at the LA Lakers. If you missed my podcast today, I did an AFC preview. You can check that out. You can go to my website, if you don't like that.com. All right, let's say hello to Lefteris. Hello, Lefteris.
Hello, Grant. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly running games, and I don't think anybody wants to throw the ball when they win. I'm just hoping the Niners, if they win tomorrow, most likely they will, don't have any critical injuries, for you know, because that would even if win tomorrow, that would kill the you know these mini shares chances for going much further. Because the tomorrow
that's true of every single team in the playoffs. Every single team is hoping that they can win and not have any significant injuries. So yes, I understand.
Well, yeah, but tomorrow the weather factor increase a lot of chances for that. I mean,
I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't know if that's true or not, Lefteris. I really don't. I don't know if that's true.
Okay. Thank you. Go Niners.
Have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you. All right. Again, hit me up. Let me know what you want to talk about, and we can put you right on. Yeah, I don't think the rain's not going to – it's not going to – I don't think that has anything to do with the injuries myself. But I hope not anyway. You know, I think that we're all on the same page. I mean, you certainly do not like seeing injuries. All right, we get that. You know, we get that. All right, Kings tonight, as we said, I'll be on YouTube right after the game. Then they hit the road for the Spurs and the Lakers. They got a chance for the first time this year to go to 5 games over .500. I'll just call it the way it is. I think that anything other than a win tonight would be a disaster. And I mean disaster. All right? It would be a disaster. Plain and simple. It would be a disaster. You don't beat the Rockets tonight, the worst team in the NBA, a team that can't win. They look awful. And I know they had the lead going into the fourth, but the Kings blew them out, scoring 41 in the fourth. Now, I just don't see how the Kings don't win this game and win this game comfortably. I just don't. So, Let's see. I think a good start tonight, and this game can be over in a hurry. No Porter for the Rockets. I think this game can be over in a real hurry. All right, again, I want to hear from you. Hit your hand icon. We got a lot to talk about, whether it's the NBA, whether it's the National Football League, whatever you want to talk about, let's do it right here on Listen App. And don't forget to update your app over the weekend so that you are good to go on Monday when we do the show at 4 o'clock. Football Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I don't know about you, but that is music to my ears to be able to watch the NFL all weekend, beginning tomorrow with the games and culminating with the game Monday night with Tampa Bay and the Dallas Cowboys. If there were going to be an upset this week, I would probably, even though I'm picking Cincinnati to go deep into the playoffs, just because of John Harbaugh's track record and as a coach, and Baltimore, I mean, that might be the only that would surprise me. But if I were going to pick one team, okay, that I would say, okay, give me a team that's going to win this week that is not expected to win, I would pick Baltimore. I mean, that would be a big upset. I just don't see any way Miami's going to win. I don't see any way Seattle wins. You know, I know the field and the weather could make that a closer game. And so maybe I'm minimizing the weather too much. Maybe I should factor the weather into this game more than I am. And that could be a real possibility. I mean, I could be underestimating the effect that the weather will have on this game. I really could. But I still, you know, and I don't bet, so I don't really care about the point spreads. I just don't see Seattle winning this game. I just don't. All right, let's move along to John. John, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Grant. Man, time flies. It seems like yesterday was week one. You know what I mean?
I know. It is unbelievable.
It just blows me away. Man, this should be a really fun weekend of football. I'm hoping, and I'm loving that we have 3 days of football, that they're doing the wild card this way, you know? It just – because we know the season's getting to an end, and hey – another month, there's not going to be any more football.
And then we're all going to be depressed.
I know, Grant. No, we'll be all right. You keep up doing what you're doing, and it's going to be great, man. We're going to keep talking basketball and everything. I want to say Sean has got such great insight. I love the podcast that you do with him. I mean, it's...
Thank you.
He's got insight that most people don't have or don't even... Maybe people, professionals, ex-pros have it, but they don't got the balls to say it. And that I commend him for that fully. I love that you guys are doing that show. And, you know,
he's awesome. Heard
him, you know, on Dave's show for years. I don't know how long he's been, you know, doing one day a week with Dave. And I've always loved it, the little segment with him. But getting to know him, even, you know, getting to know him, I guess, is the proper way to say it. Even better than we have over all the years with that, doing the podcast. Like I said, years where when you first started this, you're revolutionizing the podcast industry, Grant.
Well, no, let's not get carried away. I appreciate the support, but let's not get carried away. The bottom line is he does a hell of a job. He's a really good communicator. He's got tremendous knowledge. He's very fun to listen to. So it's great to be able to have him on. There's no question about that.
By revolutionizing the podcast industry, I mean, I had rarely listened to any podcast until you started doing yours. And now I get into more and more of them, but it's commendations to you, Grant. Man.
Yep.
Thank
you.
What two games are tomorrow? San Francisco plays in the morning, right?
No, they're the late game, and then you have Jacksonville and the Chargers.
I'm taking Jacksonville to beat the Chargers.
Okay.
And you know what? I don't think San Francisco is going to win for some reason. I think they've been trending down a little bit. And
How could they be trending down?
I don't know. I haven't.
They've won like.
Look what they did against the Raiders, man. They almost lost that freaking game. I don't know. Last week they did fine, so I just don't know what to say. So are we just picking wins, or are we going to go against the spreads on these, or what do you think?
Yeah, you go against the spread.
I think Seattle will probably cover the spread. I think San Francisco will probably win, but I'm thinking Seattle's going to cover the spread on that. Yeah.
And by the way, I did make a mistake. You're right. I mean, the Seahawks, the 49ers, and then the Chargers and the Jaguars. Then on Sunday, the Dolphins and the Bills are first, the Giants and the Vikings, followed by the Ravens and the Bengals, and then Monday night, the Cowboys and the Bucks. So I did err. Yeah, it's the Seahawks, 49ers first, then the Chargers and the Jaguars.
Hey, folks, let's face it. After a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I've got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And hey, I'm not going to lie, I'll be honest with you. I was a little on the fence about ZBiotics initially, but then just recently, I was at my buddy's 60th birthday party. They had rented out a restaurant for the entire night, so I gave it a shot. Let me tell you something. It's the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's a lot going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/Grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So, hey, if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/Grant. Use the code GRANT at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
You with me? Did I lose you? Oh, there you go.
I got in front of
you. All right, so I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to give you the games, and we're going to start from scratch. So I'm going to start in order tomorrow. you're taking the 49ers over the Seahawks, but no, you just told me you're taking Seattle. You're taking the Jaguars over the Chargers. Is that correct?
Man, for some reason, I think the Jaguars are going to win by 10 right. points or more.
All right, there you go. The all right, all right. So you don't. All right, stop. So those are your two picks. All right, who are you going with, Bills or Dolphins?
Bills. Bills by two touchdowns, probably.
All right, Giants, Vikings.
Go Giants. Giants are going to do it, Grant.
All right, buddy. Ravens, Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals all the way. I think by two touchdowns in that one also.
Cowboys, Buccaneers.
Either Cowboys by 20 or Bucks by 3. I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Okay, sounds good. All right, buddy, you have a good weekend. Enjoy the games.
I'm taking the Kings by 14 tonight, all right? They better win by 14.
Join me after the game on YouTube. Yeah, tune into the post-game show. Buddy. All right, you be good, bud.
I'll see you there, buddy.
Yep.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, we'll be on YouTube right after the game tonight, and looking forward to that as Ryan will join me as well. All right, hit me up. Don't forget to update your app here over the weekend on Listen App, as they're going to be making some nice upgrades that will be released tomorrow. I am looking forward to seeing that as well, because I'm not even aware of what that is going to be. So that is going to be tomorrow. All right, let me hear from you. Hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and we will put you right on. Let's talk Kings. Let's talk NBA. What a wild game last night between Dallas and LA. But we're talking NBA and we're talking NFL football with Connor right here on Listen App. Hey, Connor.
Hey, Grant. How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I think it's just starting to hit me. I mean, the New York Giants have a playoff game in 2 days now. I mean, pretty exciting.
I know. It's pretty, yeah, considering where they've been and where they were last year with Joe Judge, who had this team, you know, light years from where they are right now. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I was talking about this with Sean on the show, and you probably heard it because I saw that you were on the stream. You know, that's the beauty of the NFL. If you were a fan of the Seahawks or the Giants this year, and even to a degree Jacksonville, you know, you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, the team's going to suck this year. You didn't know about Jacksonville because you got rid of Urban Meyer. But if you were a fan of the Seahawks or the Giants, you were going, gee, this team may not win five games this year, and they're both in the playoffs. That's the beauty of the NFL.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I pointed out the Jaguars because, I mean, the mess that Urban Meyer put them in, it seems like he sent them back years. And then you bring in Doug Peterson, a guy who has a Super Bowl ring, and now you're starting to get your quarterback to play like where he was drafted.
Absolutely correct. Big difference. And in all fairness, you know, you had the Tannehill injury, you had A.J. Brown leave Tennessee in the offseason. So Tennessee went down a couple of notches. They lost their best pass rusher in the preseason. So that really hurt them. The Colts are the Colts, and you got Houston's Houston. So they were also were the beneficiary of playing in a very bad division.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's get down to the X's and O's of the Giants game now. I mean, what are your keys to the game? Obviously, keys to a Giants win. I mean, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Defenses are going to be on the field a long time.
Okay, well, the Giants, and I don't look at games played in September. I don't look at games played in October. But when this game was played only a few weeks ago on Christmas Eve, okay, the Giants actually were the better team, but they had two costly turnovers. So for the Giants to win a game in the playoffs, their turnover margin has to be zero. They cannot turn the ball over. And I think if they don't turn the ball over, I think they got a good chance of winning this game.
Yeah, the one thing I'm worried about is, I mean, Justin Jefferson seems to put on a show every week, but is there word that we're getting Adoree Jackson to be on him?
Not yet. The good news is, well, I shouldn't say the good news, you know, he has looked better and better this week in practice, but I don't think Adoree Jackson's going to be on the field every snap. I think he would be a situational player. Obvious passing situations. I think, you know, you cannot expect a guy not to be on the field for 7 weeks, step on the field, and then just all of a sudden, you know, be like, wow, he's back. No, it doesn't happen that way. So if he does play, I don't believe that he would be on the field. He's not going to be an every down player this weekend.
Yeah, I think one of the big keys is to get the run game going with Saquon and Jones to open up the play action, which I think this team could be a real threat with.
Well, it's going to have to be. You know, again, the Giants, they'll be able to move the ball on the Vikings defense. There's no doubt in my mind they'll be able to move the ball. And I think Saquon Barkley will have a big day. The Giants should be in this game with, you know, 7 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. They should be in this game. They really should.
Yeah, and when you say that, it kind of gets me a little scared because that's basically playing right into the Vikings mojo. I mean, a team that hasn't really lost any close games this year. I mean, what makes us think it's going to change in the playoffs?
It won't. They got a Giants, in my opinion, have to be up by two scores with 7 minutes left to win the game. Because I don't think they'll win. They won't win a one-score game based on what you just said.
Can you really see the Giants with their offense being up two scores late in the game?
Not really. Not really. I think it would be unusual for them to be up two scores. So, you know, again, I picked the Vikings to win this game. I picked the Giants with the points. But I think the Minnesota's just going to edge out the Giants. I think this will be the last win of the year for the Vikings. I hope I'm wrong, but I can't really see that. And again, I go back to what you just brought up. Would we be, you and I being a Giants fan, are we being unrealistic to think the Giants can win a close game?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I think they've won a couple of close games this season, but obviously the Vikings would be heavy favorites there. What I'm kind of hoping for is for, just like Dak Prescott, for Kirk Cousins to make a big blunder late in the game. I mean, I think that would be a strong possibility. Yep. I mean, because I don't think I see Justin Jefferson messing up. I don't really – I mean, I could obviously see the Vikings defense not capitalizing on some opportunities. But at the end of the day, the NFL comes down to the quarterback position. And can Kirk Cousins really step up when the lights are brightest?
Well, that is going to be the key. And don't be surprised if the Giants do something that you're not expecting, like a fake punt or something like that. I think they're going to have to pull out all the stops. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, and then one last question. Is the Vikings stadium, is that like a closed off dome or roof?
Yeah.
So weather doesn't matter at all?
Nope. It's Minneapolis, man. It's not like the old Met, you know, where they froze their ass off. No, it's a controlled environment. It's all indoors.
All right, that's all I got. Go Giants. Hopefully we're talking about a win on Monday.
Thank you. All right, take care. Bye-bye. All right, again, if you want to get in on the program, hit your hand icon, and we will do it. You know, they used to have, at the old Met, the teams were on the same sidelines, you know, for many years at the Met. I used to talk to Jack Youngblood all the time about some of the games they had with the Vikings in the playoffs and late in the year about playing in that stadium. That was football, boy. Outdoors in Minneapolis in January, that was football. That's for sure. All right, let's get to Al. Al, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Grant. You excited, man? It's playoff football, man. The Giants are in.
Yeah, I like watching all the games. So I'll be watching all the games this weekend. All six games.
You just brought up some memories for me, man. The Rams, Bloods Rams, that go into the Met, you know. And something weird, Janae, I'm telling you, some bizarre kind of turnover would always happen to them. I always felt they lost two championship games in Minnesota in those freezing conditions. One was 14-10 in 1974 when they got the ball on the one Spike's 1 yard line. If you don't mind my painful reminiscing for a bit, and Tom Mack, our Hall of Fame guard, gets called for a legal procedure. And to this day, Tom Mack and most Rams fans feel he didn't move an inch, but he's going up against Alan Page. They pushed the Rams back 5 yards, and James Harris throws an interception in the end zone.
Those were heartbreakers.
I think the Giants mirror the Vikings, in my opinion, in a lot of ways. The Giants can handle late game pressure. My God, the Giants have won several games this year with late game comebacks, man, starting with week one.
But it pales in comparison to what the Vikings have done late in the games this year. I mean, that's true, but no one's been better this year in close games than the Minnesota Vikings. They're 11-0 in one scoring games.
Yeah, but I'm saying I get that. I mean, it's been almost historical, their season, 13 wins and a negative point differential. I get that. But what I was just pointing out was the Giants do have, you know, some late game, you know, gutsy, you know, comebacks and last minute wins, not nearly to the number that the Vikings have. So, yeah, but they could, you know, stay with the way. Yeah, the Vikings, I'm with you. With their ridiculous track record with one score games, you probably would try to want to be up 10 points, or Thibodeau and Lawrence and the Giants defense are going to have to somehow get after Cousins, because he'll make mistakes. He'll turn the ball over.
Well, the Giants will get after Cousins. That's not going to be an issue. The, you know, Wink Martindale, he blitzes all the time. The Giants will put pressure on Cousins. The question is, will Cousins be able to pick up the blitz with the offensive lineman with the back staying in? Will he make the right read? The Giants will get to Kirk Cousins. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, and I agree with your statement. I've had this conversation with my brother. I agree with your rant earlier today about not having the championship game in Atlanta in a dome. And I listened to you, Sean's comments this afternoon.
Yeah.
And me and my brother have always talked. My brother's your age, and we're old school. Every football stadium should be outdoors, no dome, play it in the weather. That's football. That's always been our take. Get rid of that artificial grass. Get rid of it. Play it outside. And I'm with you on that. I agree 100%.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. Cold weather games are going to be obsolete in this country in the near future. That's the trend. That's where we're going. And I'm with you, but that's just the way it is. It's not going to change.
Oh, yeah, you won't ever see those old NFL films with the players standing on the sideline at the Met, where you could see their breath. Or Deacon described one playoff game against the Packers, and he was a divisional game. He said playing on that field was like playing you're on ice skates. You just couldn't get your traction. It was frozen. You're like you're playing on ice. So, yeah, you're right, though. Like Sean and you both pointed out, the league wants points. The league wants high scoring, pretty. No 7-3 game.
Not only that, you're also forgetting a very important element. Okay, they had a Super Bowl outdoors in New York, but the reality is, if you want a Super Bowl, which brings in an absolute and enormous amount of money to your city, you have to have a facility that's indoors. So all stadiums that are going to be built now are going to be built with a dome because they want to be able to have a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, they were holding their breath for that 2 weeks, man, watching the weather report every hour when it was in New York, man. And it didn't turn out to be not too bad as far as New York weather goes. But, yeah, I hear you, man. It's just it's all going inside. It's all about marketing and having those pretty – no, 7-3 games like that classic Niner-Giants games, that's not – they don't want that, which I love that. You love that. They want that 54-52. That's fine. It's old school. Good luck to your team. Just checking in. Have a good weekend. Go King. Go Giants.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. If you want to get in on the program, hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and we will do it. Don't forget to update the app over the weekend. They're making some changes tomorrow. I'm really excited to see what they're doing. So make sure you update your Listen app tomorrow or Sunday or whenever you get around to it. But do that before you come on Monday. Tonight, I will be on YouTube with Ryan in Sacramento. Yes, indeed. Ryan in Sacktown and I will have the Kings postgame show after the Rockets. And before you know it, it will be a football and playoff weekend. All right. I want to hear from you. Hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and we will put you right on here on Listen Up. Let's get back to some more phone calls. And we say hello to, Rich, do me a favor. I hit the wrong thing. Rich, there we go. I'll get you right back on. Sorry about that, buddy. It's your turn, Rich. Good to have you on the show today. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Grant. It's good to be on. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
Good, good. Big weekend, huh?
Yeah,
I can feel the excitement.
love it.
Let it rain, man. Let it rain. Good. Good weekend to let it rain
there
and stay
go.
Inside and watch some great football. Hey, I just wanted to throw something out to you. Don't know whether you'd ever, Keegan Murray's brother you know, plays for Iowa. Chris Murray. Have you seen him play by chance?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know if you watch college basketball much, but I'll tell you what, I watched the game yesterday. They played Michigan, and it went into overtime game, and it was phenomenal to see that and to see this kid out on the court, and his mannerisms, everything. It's like just a direct reflection of his brothers. It's incredible. Yeah, so if you get a chance, I wanted to tell you about that.
That's great.
You know, check it
Thank
out
you.
If you get
Appreciate
a, get a
that.
Minute. But Chris Murray, and he played – he had a great game. And he's just you can't tell the difference between him and his brother Keegan Murray, and even the way they play. The other thing I wanted to ask you, Grant, before you go, that we're still on the NBA track here, is I heard that DeMarcus Cousins is working out for the Lakers. You think they're going to bring him on, or what do you think about that?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know, and I don't care.
I know what you know. I know you don't, you know, care too much about that, you know, DC. But I just wondered, you know, whether I'm like who with his track record, who would want to take a risk on him? I just
nobody.
I know that's what I'm saying. And there's even been talk in Sacramento. One of the new broadcasters on, you know, old Station X, you know, is talking about, let's give DeMarcus Cousins another chance. I'm like, are you crazy, man? You know,
that's the people that say that have no understanding of basketball. They have no idea what the hell they're talking about. It's embarrassing. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
I know it is. I'm like, how could you even go there? Look at this guy's track record. Oh, well, he's probably mature.
Again,
come on.
There's a reason why he's not in the league right now. There's a reason why Denver, Michael Malone, who was publicly on record as saying how much he loves the guy. And when he got released by Milwaukee, Michael Malone was raving about him, about how he can't believe he's not on a roster. And then all of a sudden he ends up on Denver. Yeah. Well, if Michael Malone was right about DeMarcus, how come DeMarcus was not re-signed by Denver in the offseason? How come Denver made no overtures, did not even reach out to DeMarcus to see about a future with the Nuggets? How come that happened? How come nobody is talking about that? How come the one coach that has spoken highly about DeMarcus didn't want him back after having him on for the last part of this season? You know why? Because the guy was an absolute atrocity. He was an embarrassment to the franchise during the playoff series against the Warriors. That's why.
Yeah. No, I'm with you 100%. I think it's a cancer in the locker room. He doesn't know how to treat people. And anyway, we can go on and on, but let's not. Anyway, enjoy the games this weekend, brother. Good chat with you.
Thank you, Rich.
Okay, take care.
Have a great weekend, buddy. Good
all
stuff
right, you
right
do
there.
The same.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. All right. If you are ready to make your picks, if you want to talk about anything else, hit me up before we adjourn for the weekend. Again, tonight I will be on YouTube right after the game. We'll be talking football here on Monday on YouTube Live with Sean Salisbury. We'll break down all the games and we'll get you ready for Monday Night Football. We've got a busy weekend in basketball. Anything else you want to talk about, we will do so right here on Listen Up and over on YouTube. Really appreciate how many people loved my story about being on Air Force One a couple of years ago. That was a hell of an experience. And I got a lot of messages, people saying they really enjoyed me talking about being on that plane and taking them from the tail of the aircraft all the way upstairs to sitting in the cockpit in the captain's chair on Air Force One. It was quite an experience. So, you know, again, I didn't expect to go there on the post-game show the other night. I don't even know how we got there, but we did. And it was really interesting to read all the comments as I was talking about my story about being on that aircraft. Really a fascinating, fascinating experience, especially considering that the plane was getting ready to fly to Seattle within 2 hours and Secret Service was on there. The captain was on there with the crew and all the Air Force personnel. I mean, it was amazing. It was a great experience. All right. Hey, make it a great weekend. I'm going to get ready for the weekend myself. Thank you so much. And hopefully you can join me on YouTube. Don't forget to update the app over the weekend. All right, we got another call we'll get to. I'm very happy to do that. And welcome to the show. You're on with Grant Napier. How are you? Is it Heck? Heck? Oh, you're on there for a second. Now you're not. We'll give you one more try and we'll see if we can get you on before we adjourn. All right, there. You're on with Grant Napier. Go ahead.
Hey, Grant. My name is Todd. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. Just letting you know I'm on my way to the Niners game. It's an 8-hour drive. on the I-5 right now.
And, oh, wow.
Like, it's getting a little bit of sun on the west side. I can see there's quite a bit of weather. But I want to get your take. Do you think the Niners game could be down to just on space on special teams?
I think the game's going to come down to the fact that the Niners are better defensively, they're better offensively. The weather could have an impact in the game, but I think the Niners are going to win this game regardless of what the weather's going to be.
Yeah, like the Seattle Seahawks, their run defense has been pretty poor as of late. So I feel like the Niners will just run like over like 200 yards on them. But definitely, I feel like the Niners will have a really good control of this game.
Thank you very much and drive safely. I really appreciate you joining the show. I also think George Kittle is going to have a monster game tomorrow. I think just look out for Kittle. Again, drive safe. Thank you very much and enjoy the game. All right. Take care, everyone. Have a great weekend. And we'll be back on Monday. Don't forget YouTube tonight following the game. And don't forget to update Listen app over the weekend. So long.